第十天，6:05至9分范文。例题一：
The map below is of the town of Garlston. A new supermarket, S, is planned for the town. The map shows two possible sites for the supermarket. Summarize the information by selecting and reporting the main features and make comparisons where relevant.
A. The map of Garlston shows two possible sites for the new supermarket for the town. According to the map, we can see that the first possible site is on a corner of the town. The site is near a railway line and some main roads. As can be seen from the map, the second possible site of the supermarket is located in the heart of the town centre, where there is no traffic. This site would still be in a convenient location, in the town, as individuals of the three other towns, Hindon, Bransden and Cransden, could get access to the supermarket by road. The respective distance is 12 kilometres, 16 kilometres and 25 kilometres. S2 would attract more customers because the population of Garlston, Hindon, Bransden and Cransden is 65,000, 10,000, 12,000 and 29,000 respectively, and the total population that would have access to S2 is much larger than the number of customers for S1. In addition, there is a railway just near S2, which would make it a more convenient location. S2 is also located in the middle of the housing area of Garlston, and this means that the people in this town would spend less time reaching the supermarket. To conclude, S1 might be more convenient to the people in Hindon, and its countryside location may bring down the operation cost. However, S2 is more convenient for people in Bransden and Cransden.
B. The map shows two proposed locations for a new supermarket for the town of Garlston. The first potential location, S1, is outside the town itself and is sited just off the main road to the town of Hindon, lying 12 kilometres to the northwest. This site is in the countryside and so would be able to accommodate a lot of car parking. This would make it accessible to shoppers from both Hindon and Garlston who could travel by car. As it is also close to the railway line, linking the two towns to Cransden, 25 kilometres to the southeast, a potentially large number of shoppers would also be able to travel by train. In contrast, the suggested location, S2, is right in the town centre, which would be good for local residents. Theoretically, the store could be accessed by road or rail from the surrounding towns, including Bransden. But in reality, as the central area is a no-traffic zone, cars would be unable to park and access would be difficult. Overall, neither site is appropriate for all the towns, but for customers in Cransden, Hindon and Garlston, the out-of-town site, S1, would probably offer more advantages. Chorleywood is a village near London whose population has increased steadily since the middle of the 19th century. The map below shows the development of the village. Summarise the information by selecting and reporting the main features and make comparisons where relevant.
The map illustrates the development of a village called Chorleywood over four main periods between 1868 and 1994. From 1868 to 1883, the village of Chorleywood only covered a small area near a main road. Chorleywood Park and Golf Course is now located close to this area. Over the next period, 1883 to 1922, the village expanded southwards along the main road and more than doubled in land area. In 1909, a railway line was built crossing the village of Chorleywood. The village then grew along the railway line to the east and west until 1970. In 1970, a motorway was built to the east of the village. The last period, 1970 to 1994, saw further development of Chorleywood taking place around motorway intersections with the railway line and a main road. It is clear that the village of Chorleywood grew significantly as the transport infrastructure developed between 1868 and 1994. The two maps below show an island before and after the construction of some tourist facilities. Summarize the information by selecting and reporting the main features and make comparisons where relevant.
The two maps show the same island, while the first one is before and the second one is after the construction for tourism. Looking first at the one before construction, we can see a huge island with a beach in the west. The total length of the island is approximately 250 metres. Moving on to the second map, we can see that there are lots of buildings on the island. There are two areas of accommodation. One is in the west near the beach, while the other is in the centre of the island. Between them, there is a restaurant in the north and a central reception block, which is surrounded by a vehicle track. This track also goes down to the pier, where people can go sailing in the South Sea of the island. Furthermore, tourists can swim near the beach in the west. A footpath connecting the western accommodation units also leads to the beach. Overall, comparing the two maps, there are significant changes after this development. Not only lots of facilities are built on the island, but also the sea is used for activities. The island has become a good place for tourism.